Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. If you have your Bible, please turn with me to the book of Luke. We'll be in Luke chapter 1, and we'll try to finish up the chapter today. But before we read our text, I want to read Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 through 8. Isaiah 9, verse 6. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." And then verse 8, "The Lord sent a word into Jacob, and it hath lighted upon Israel." Heavenly Father, help us today. As I always pray, Lord, help us to understand the text. Help us to read it and rightly divide it, and that you'd show us Jesus Christ. And I pray this always because that's what I'm about. I want to see Jesus from the Bible. I want to make him look good. I want to talk about him. And that he would then help us. And I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. So in our study here in this chapter, Luke chapter 1, we looked at when the angel came and he interrupted the priest Zacharias and said, "Hey, you guys are too old to have a kid, but guess what? God's going to perform a miracle and you're going to have a kid." But today we read of that same angel, starting in verse 26 of this book, Luke chapter 1, the angel Gabriel visited Mary. But if you look at the two visitations, the two accounts, they match up. Point for point, they don't say the exact same thing, but point for point, they parallel each other. The big difference, Zechariah, he struggled to believe. Whereas Mary, it says that she thought about it, what the angel said, but she accepted it and said, "Hey, whatever God wants, that's fine with me. I believe." So with that in mind, let's start going through the text. So Luke chapter 1, verse 26, "And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth." You say, well, wasn't Jesus born in Bethlehem? Yes. But Joseph and Mary dwelled in Nazareth. "To a virgin, espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary." And of course, everybody knows this passage. We've heard it. But again, here's where the parallel starts. Zechariah and his wife, they never had a kid, they couldn't have a kid, whatever reason, and then they were too old. And yet the angel comes and says, hey, I'm going to perform a miracle, or rather God will, you're going to have a son. But in our reading today, Mary, she's a virgin, but a miraculous birth is promised. And the angel came in unto her and said, hail, thou who art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and was trying to figure out, she cast in her mind, what manner of salutation this should be. I mean, she had never heard of anybody saying, hey, you're highly favored. But the angel said, fear not, Mary, you found favor with God, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. Now again, the other visitation, when the angel came to Zechariah, hey, you're going to have a son, and you're going to call his name John. The parallels. And then it goes to tell a little bit about the son who would be born. He should be great, and should be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And that's a quote from Isaiah 9 that we just read. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end, upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom to order it. I preached a series, I guess about a year or so ago. It was called Fulfilled and Astonished. And I took two chapters in the book of Matthew. And we saw, passage by passage, or section by section, that whatever Jesus did, or whatever he said, or what have you, it was prophesied in the Old Testament that these things would happen. And then along comes Jesus and fulfills whatever was prophesied. And the people, they were astonished. I guess we don't use the word astonished today, but we certainly will say amazed. But my point is that the New Testament is a fulfillment of the Old. And we see this especially here, that all of the Old Testament, it's summed up in John. John the Baptist. And he takes all of it and says, okay, it said this, it said that, and it told about the coming Messiah. And John's job was to identify the Messiah and to preach such that the hearts of the people, they would be prepared and ready. And these two visitations, with Elizabeth conceiving 6 months before Mary, as we'll read in just a little bit, he begins his job of identifying the Messiah while he's still in his mother's womb. And John's ministry, he prepares the way that Christ could then be introduced and begin his wonderful ministry. But let's pick up at verse 34. Then said Mary to the angel, how shall this be, seeing that I have never known a man, or never laid with a man? And the angel said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of God, the power of the Lord, the power of the Highest, shall overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And the angel goes on, he says, that, hey, Mary, your cousin Elizabeth, she's going to have a kid, a son, in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, but she was called barren. And then the angel said in Luke chapter 1, verse 37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. If you're listening today, and I talked about this last week, I think, if you've got problems, if you've got difficulties, you don't know what to do, it would take a miracle to fix your situation. Well, I'm here to tell you that with God, nothing shall be impossible. Look to Him. Bring your problems to Him. Ask His help. And as one of the songs that we sing in church, it is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He can do for you. He can do for you. Trust Him. Turn to Him. Bring your problems to the Lord. I always say at the close of this program, bring your problems to the Lord and leave them there. Walk away in faith, trusting, and let's see what God can do for the struggles that you have. But again, the text, the angel says that, hey, your cousin Elizabeth, she's going to have a kid too. And then in verse 38, Mary said, behold, the handmaiden of the Lord. I'm God's servant. Whatever God says is okay with me. Be it unto me according to thy word. She believed the angel, whereas Zechariah, Elizabeth's husband, he didn't quite. And because of his doubt, the angel struck him with the inability to speak. And for 6 months, he didn't say a single word until, just in a couple of minutes, we'll get to it. But then the angel departs, and the narrative picks up in verse 39. And Mary arose in those days, and she went into the hill country with haste. She hurried up and went up into the hills, into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zechariah, and said hello to Elizabeth. And again, we all know this story, but it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, that the babe leapt in her womb. John the Baptist in the womb ain't going to be born yet for 3 months. He hears Mary, and he starts jumping for joy in the womb, because Mary, in Mary's womb, is the Lord Jesus Christ. And His job, we've said, is to identify the Messiah when He got here. And in the womb, that's exactly what He began to do. He began to say, hey, that's the one, that's the one, that's the one. And we can go to John chapter 1, and He says exactly that. He says exactly that. When Jesus stepped up to be baptized, He said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. In fact, He says it twice. And here we see, at the sound of Jesus' mother, Mary, He recognized, hey, that's the one. But it says that Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. You know, the prophecy that the angel gave Zechariah was, he's going to be filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. Well, here it is fulfilled. He starts dancing a little jig, saying, "That's the one, that's the one." And his mom is filled with the Holy Ghost, and by extension, him as well. And it's interesting. The rest of the chapter is in three sections. Elizabeth begins to praise God and to prophesy. And we'll read through it. And then in response, Mary, she begins to praise God and to prophesy. Because Jesus, he's the Son of God. He's the Messiah. He's what the Old Testament talked about from beginning to end. Hey, he's coming. And what do you know? Jesus is finally here. And the Spirit, he helps these two women, gives them what to say, and they prophesy. Which is what the Spirit does today. If God helps you to prophesy, or any gift that he gives you, it will glorify Jesus. If the gift makes you look good, it ain't from God. But if truly God empowers you in some spiritual gift, what you say and what you do, if it's truly from God, Jesus will be magnified. Jesus will be glorified. Jesus will be the focus, and he'll get all the glory. But again, these two begin to prophesy, and in fact, later on, Zacharias, he also prophesies. And my time is short. Let's just skip to the part where Zechariah's tongue is finally unloosed, and he begins to praise God. But it says in verse 56 that Mary stayed around with Elizabeth for 3 months and then returned to her own house. And then Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered. And what do you know? Just as the angel said, there was a son. And everybody came to hear and whatever. And on the eighth day, in verse 59, it was time for John to be circumcised. We understand that's what Jews do. And they said, well, what are we going to name the kid? And, well, let's name him Zechariah after his father. And Elizabeth said, no, his name's John. And they started arguing about, that's the wrong name, whatever. And then Zechariah, he couldn't talk, but he said, he kind of made a motion, says, hey, give me something to write on. And he wrote, his name is John. And it says in verse 64 that immediately his tongue was loosed, and he spoke for the first time in 9 months and praised God. And then it says fear came on everybody that was living around about. I mean, the news traveled fast, all the wonderful things that God had done. And everybody was saying, what manner of child is this, John the Baptist? I mean, God's obviously with him. I wonder what's going to happen. But then the narrative picks up in verse 67 to the end of the chapter that Zechariah too was filled with the Holy Ghost, and he prophesied at the birth of his son. And he begins to bless God and tell of how God sent a Savior, that of the house of David the king would come. You see, he too is testifying, as his son would, about the coming of the Messiah. And it talks about salvation and victory over their enemies. And it talks about the covenant, the Old Testament, that God gave and promised to their fathers. And it talks about promises made to Abraham. And it talks about the Jews eventually living in peace in their own land without fear. And that will be fulfilled soon when Jesus comes to set up his kingdom. Jesus is coming back. You know the message. But when he comes back, he's king of the Jews, and he'll rule for 1,000 years. And with the king in the midst of Israel, they're going to have peace round about. All that nonsense and noise and terrorism and all that stuff in the Middle East, one day, that's going away. One day, there's going to be peace in the Middle East because the Prince of Peace will finally be here. And oh, how I'm looking for Jesus to return. I can't wait. But let's finish the chapter. Zacharias, he stops talking about the Messiah, and he turns and begins to talk about his son. That he would do as Malachi said, that he would go before the face of the Lord to prepare his way, and to give knowledge of salvation unto his people, Israel, by the remission of their sins. And again, if you go to John chapter 1, you see that's what John preached. He preached remission of sins. You go to Mark chapter 1, verse 4, and in fact, I'll read it. John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. John's father is prophesying of what that little baby would do in 30 years to preach at the River Jordan. And he begins to talk about the mercy of God and the coming of the Messiah, that God came from heaven and darkness was under his feet, as it says in the book of Psalms, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Hallelujah. Remember it said in Psalm 23, verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Zechariah echoes that. Don't know if he quoted it exactly, but he echoes what David said. Those that sit in darkness, light would be given. And those that sit in the valley of the shadow of death, that God would lead them out in the way of peace. I think it's wonderful. All the Old Testament pictures. From beginning to end, the Old Testament tells of the coming of the Messiah. And here, John the Baptist's father is prophesying, and he mentions this Old Testament verse and that Old Testament verse and this other one over here. He's quoting the Old Testament, telling about the coming of the Messiah. Because that's what the Old Testament does. It was given to us for context, that when we read our New Testament, if we know the Old, hey, all of this stuff makes sense. And I'm so thankful that God gave us His Word, that we would know who to worship and how He came, and that God would lead us and hold our hand and guide us in the way of peace. You've been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today, and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus Christ in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net. That's JoeyKelly.net. And click on the ministry homepage or on the radio link. Or if you like, you can write me at 1208 Phocis Street. That's F-O-C-I-S Street. Metairie, Louisiana, 7005. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly, encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.